Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundarada, Shama Sundarade. Jaya Krishna Balara, Krishna Balara, Krishna Balara, Jaya Krishna Balara. Jaya Garanita, 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 Jaya Garanita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय। सिक्स गोस्वामी की जय। गुरु परम्परा की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की। श्री वृंदावन धाम की। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगा माई जमुना माई की। सामवेद भक्तवृंद की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की, ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गुरु. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरन्वितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ऐ रिक्वेस्ट ब्लेसिङ्ग्स् आफ् आल् द डिवोटीस् प्रेसेण्ट् हियर्. थेङ्क् यू सो मच् फ़र् युर् वेल्युएबल् टैम् एण्ड् आल् द डिवो वैष्णवास् प्रेसेण्ट् आन् द इण्टर्नेट् एण्ड् एस्पेशलि सीकिङ्ग् ब्लेसिङ्ग्स् आफ् आल् द सीनियर् डिवोटीस् एण्ड् आल् द डीटीस् प्रभुपाद् इन्क्लूडिङ्ग् लार्ड् नरसिंहदेव. हरे कृष्ण. I pray that we may benefit something from the words I repeat from previous acharyas and guru parampara. So we are on Chaturshloki, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.36. We have been reading this for almost 2 weeks. So let's read it one more time, I think. Etadveva deva jigyasam. तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वयव्यक्तिरेकाभ्यां यत् स्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा एतावदेव जिज्ञासं तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वयव्याप्तिरेकाभ्यां यत् स्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा. वर्ड् फार् वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् पर्पट् बै श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की च एतावत् अप् टु दिस् एव सर्टन्ली जिज्ञास्यां is to be inquired, tatva, the absolute truth, jignasuna, by the student, atmanaha, of the self, anvaya, directly, vyatirekabhyam, indirectly, yat, whatever, syat, it may be, sarvatra, in all space and time, sarvada, in all circumstances. A person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. Vaishnavas, would you please like to repeat the verse? Etava deva jigyasyam tatva jigyasunatmanah anvaya vyatikabhyam yasya sarvatra sarvada. Etava deva jigyasyam atmanah anvaya vyatikabhyam yasya sarvada. Thank you very much. एतादवदेव जिज्ञासं तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्यव्यतिरेकाभ्याम् यस्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा एतावत् एव जिज्ञासं तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वयाव्यतिरेकाभ्यां तस्या सर्वत्र सर्वदा. थैंक यू वेरी मच. Now, Prabhupada could have just said, seek and you shall find, right? Supreme Personality of Truth, you must certainly search in all circumstances, in all space and time, both directly and indirectly. But Prabhupada is giving such a long purport today. And I was wondering, and I came across a quote by His Holiness Radhana Swami, and he says, if you read every word of Srila Prabhupada's purports with a sense of urgency, tivrena, believe me, these words will change your life. So hopefully the words of the purport can change our life today. The purport starts, that I'm supposed to read, it starts from, by Lord, by offering the result of one's work. Yat Karoshi verse is there later. This is really long purport. It's almost 10 pages later. Just what page do you start on? I start on, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that one can serve the Lord. Prabhu, if you have microphone, Ragatmika Prabhu can read. You got it? You want to read, Prabhu, Ragatmika Prabhu? Okay, I'll read. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that one can serve the Lord by offering the result of one's own work. It does not matter what one does. Generally, men say that whatever they are doing is inspired by God. But that is not all. One should actually work on behalf of God as a servant of God. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9.27, Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yajjahoshi dadasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. Do whatever you like, or whatever may be easier for you to do. Eat whatever you may eat. Sacrifice whatever you can sacrifice. Give whatever you may give in charity. And do whatever you may undertake in penance. But everything must be done for Him only. Again, but everything must be done for Him only. If you do business or if you accept some employment, do so on behalf of the Lord. Whatever you may eat, you may offer the same to the Lord. And be assured that He will return the food after eating it Himself. And be assured that He will return the food after eating it Himself. He is the complete whole, and therefore whatever He may eat as offered by the devotee is accepted because of the devotee's love. But again it is returned as prasada for the devotee, so that he can be happy by eating. In other words, be a servant of God. Be a servant of God. And live peacefully in that consciousness. ultimately returning home back to Godhead. It is said in the Skanda Purana, Yasya smritya cha namoktya tapo yagya kriyadishu nunam sampurnatam eti sadyo vandetam achyutam. I am offered my obeisances unto him, the infallible, because simply by either remembering him or vibrating his holy name, one can attain the perfection of all penances, sacrifices or fruitive activities. And this process can be universally followed. It is enjoined in Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Though a person be full of desires or have no desires, he may follow this path of infallible bhakti yoga for complete perfection. One need not be anxious to propitiate each and every demigod and goddess, because the root of all of them is the personality of Godhead. As by pouring water on the root of the tree, one serves and enlivens all the branches and leaves, so by rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, one automatically serves every god and goddess without extraneous effort. The Lord is all-pervading, and therefore service unto him is also all-pervading. This fact is corroborated in the Skanda Purana as follows. I will come back to this, because from this the purport changes, meaning changes, so please keep it on the screen. And there are many, many things Prabhupada is saying, and they are so deep and so wonderful. So first I would like to your attention to go to Akama Sarvakama verse, the very, very famous verse. And if you go in 2.3.10, Prabhupada translates the word Tivrena as with urgency. So there is an urgency in spiritual life. But very surprisingly, if you read in the purport, here Prabhupada says infallible. You know, the devotional service is infallible. Tivrena word is put in that context. In 2.3.10, it is put in the context that there is an urgency to the spiritual life. And in the purport of that, it says that Tivrena is translated as, one should worship him with great expedience. You know what this word expedience is translated as in dictionary? It's very, very significant. It's very interesting. And who uses that word but us devotees? That word means, according to dictionary, having the quality of expedience means that something is efficient and gets results, but it's not necessarily ethical. So that's the word Prabhupada is using, that we should do devotional service with expedience. And other meaning is, take advantage of opportunities without regard for the consequences for others. So something to, I found it was very, very interesting, is the word expedience. And Prabhupada uses that for Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Purport. So don't have to be ethical. No, just kidding. When Prabhupada elaborates on a purport, there's so many wonderful points. Like a diamond has cuts. The more cuts the diamond has, the more valuable it is. Similarly, Prabhupada's each purport, each word, can bring so many faceted meanings in our life and really can help us shine our life like diamond. Now, going back to yesterday's class, which was very beautiful, we discussed about how one can be always involved in devotional service. We were discussing the example of Pandavas being Kshatriya and such. Now, I want to ask you, did Krishna go and ask for the five villages for Pandavas so that five of them could rule? Yes or no? It's yes, right? And after they won the war, did they rule one kingdom or did they rule five kingdoms? Like five brothers did for Priyavata's son. They ruled five seven islands, Jambudvipa, Shalmali Dvipa, etc. And there are many other examples where brothers were given different countries like Lavar Kush and few other examples like that. Now, did Pandavas rule one kingdom?
Yes.
Right? So what does it tell you? Arjuna was a Kshatriya during the battlefield, during the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Krishna said, among the Pandavas, you are the best, Arjuna. And among the Pandavas, I represent Arjuna. But still, Arjuna ruled under Yudhishthira Maharaj. Not only just Arjuna, Bhima ruled under Yudhishthira Maharaj. Bhima was Kshatriya. And he was a doorman for Yudhishthira Maharaj. So really, we can understand how much bhakti can go deeper, and we can overcome our basic nature and transcend just to please Krishna. And here it's going further and it's saying one should only work for Krishna, whatever employment we are doing. I travel and people always ask, what are the devotees in Alachua do? At least earlier it was quite famous to be just farm community. And then I used to literally count, three people are doctors, astrologer, nurses, two schools like that. Now we cannot count on fingers anymore. But really, everybody seems to be engaged, even the nurses, they are so much engaged, hospice care, so much engaged. The employment here is so much engaged in just bringing people to Krishna consciousness. I meet few people that Radhikesh Prabhu, they go to Radhikesh Prabhu, and they all become such good devotees, they have just started and then they go. And everybody, I can look at them and give so many more examples. Panchagoda Prabhu, this Vrindavan Temple President Prabhu is sitting here, and I'm sure you have done so much devotional service and, TOEP service by Karnapura Prabhu and Education Ministry. Everybody is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness and working on behalf of Krishna as their servant. Shesha Prabhu, I'm sure I'm Miss Divyanga Prabhu, Pushkar Prabhu, Prangavind Prabhu, Madhumati Mataji, Dandakesh, and everybody, all of you are glorious. Thank you so much. And we can see that this can be done. And devotional service is so easy, even a child can do it. I mean, these are examples of grown-ups. But what about 5-year-old Raghunandan? Raghunandan was just 5 years old, and his father, Mukunda Sarkar, had to go on some work. So he said, my dear son, today please you offer this bhoga to Gopinath and Gopal. This was in Shrikhanda, a very, very spiritual place. And Raghunandan said, yeah, how do I do it? So he said, you just take your mother will give you the bhoga and you offer and tell Krishna to please eat, honor the prasada, honor it and accept the offering. So it was very simple, right? And Raghunandan went and followed the instructions to the T, and Krishna didn't eat in front of his eyes. And next you see that he's saying, Krishna, please, I'm offering you, please accept it, otherwise my father may be really angry at me. Krishna, please. Gopinath, please help me. And Gopinath didn't move. And once again, same thing happened. And Gopinath say, I eat with my glance, and just like here he's saying, and then you can accept the remnants. And Raghunandan said, am I not worthy of offering it to you? I don't understand this. How can you eat with your eyes, I don't understand this philosophy. That's how Radhanath Swami says, so I'm not sure the exact words. But then after that, baby Raghunath starts crying. And of course, Gopinath is overwhelmed by devotee's love. And he starts to eat prasadam with his hands like a real human being. And Raghunandan is so happy, receives this plate, empty plate, and goes to his mother. Look, mother, Gopinath ate it. And Mother is like, maybe small animal ate it. Maybe he closed his eyes and small animal, or maybe he ate it. So she wasn't sure. As soon as father came home, she told the pastime, and he said, what happened, Raghunandan? And then they discovered that, let's find out what happened. And they gave him a laddu, and Raghunandan asked Raghunandan to again offer it. And this time Gopinath said, but I just ate, I'm full, I can't eat it. And you know, yet again, so Gopinath ate half laddu, he was so full. And to this date, we can see that deity with half laddu in his hand. So offering is so simple, if it is done with a genuine heart. Even 5-year-old can offer it. We have example of Kolvecha Sridhara. He used to sell banana leaves. That was his employment, and he was so happy doing it. Can you imagine just selling banana leaves? Amrita Keli, you go in the forest, just bring some leaves and sell it. It would be so simple and sweet, right? So he used to just sell banana leaves and bananas sometimes, but Lord Chaitanya used to steal the bananas. But every day, Lord Chaitanya used to eat on the banana leaf supplied by Kolvecha Sridhara. Isn't that a perfection of a profession? And he used to not get any money. He used to live in a torn hut and offer it to the Ganga. Yesterday I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi, 10th chapter. And it speaks there about Damayanti and Raghava Pandit. They are brother and sister. And they were so used to love to cook for Lord Chaitanya. It says that whenever they cooked for Lord Chaitanya appeared to honor Bhoga. And they used to cook so many preparations. Raghava Pandit used to grow coconuts, the best quality coconuts on his beautiful gardens. He used to offer that. And Damayanti, she said that she used to cook 100 kinds of pickles and condiments. And again, I was eating this on Ekadashi, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, you will cry when you eat this, when you read this. So, and I was, you know, I was lamenting that it is Ekadashi, but oh my, there's so many descriptions. There are rice, there are cheese, there's preparations from the clay. Now speak about mud therapy. She used to take Ganga clay, used to sieve it, and make preparations. She used to take dry ginger powder, used to add, I think, sugar, karpura, something like that, and used to make this ginger candy so Lord Chaitanya would not get indigestion and he would not get excess mucus due to bile because he would eat other things and then there was a possibility of this. So she would make that, and then she would make shukta, which is really bitter, so that he has flavors, not just sweet and rice and chapatis and veggies like that. And she used to make so many other preparations, it says. She used to make hundreds and thousands of preparations. 3 men used to carry these bags. And they were very famous as Raghava Jhali. Jhali is a bag. And there was no plastic, there was no fridge. And she used to weave the bags. In these woven bags, these preparations would be filled. I think it's a good class because we are about to break Ekadashi fast. Right? It's a good class topic. And she used to put the small bags inside the big bags, and big bags very nicely wrapped, and some preparations used to be in the thin clay pots, and she used to send it to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya appreciated this offering so much, he used to savor a little for the rest of the year. Because they were at Panihati, and these preparations used to go to Puri before Chaturmas began, I think, or before Rath Yatra, when the devotees would go, right, Prabhu? So, and then when I read all this, and I was like, I have to repeat this, but I have no qualification, you know, this is this is too much devotional service. I can barely make a roti dal chawal, you know. So then I came across Giriraj Swami's remembrance of Srila Prabhupada. And Giriraj Swami recalls, on the top of the Juhu temple in the second floor, when it was getting built, Prabhupada was given a room. I think it was facing the ocean, and the temple was not ready at that time. And there was Mr. Sethi sitting, there were a few EVIPs sitting, and Prabhupada was speaking with them, completely absorbed. He was building a big temple. He needed these big donors. And a small, poor guy comes who works in the construction at the temple. He's very poor. All he has a small cloth around his waist. He's very emaciated. And he opens his thing and puts little flowers in front of the Prabhupada's table, offers obeisances, and leaves. And Giriraj Swami says, Prabhupada was noticeably moved. He could not speak for a minute or two. And then he said, can you imagine how great Krishna is? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. He said, this small offering has moved me. But I'm not great. Krishna is so great. And he's still accepting a flower from us, accepting a leaf from us. So this gave me a lot of hope. One is because Prabhupada is accepting our offering. We may not be big cooks like Raghava Pandit Damayanti, or we may not be Pandavas, you know, to do big devotional service, Arjuna to fight on the war battlefield, or anybody else. But we can at least offer a flower to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada can offer with so much more love to Krishna. So that's what I felt like inspired me in this verse when I read Yat Karoshi Yat Ashnasi verse in the purport. And the verse also speaks about austerities. So in the austerities, Dhruva Maharaj's austerities are very famous. First, when he was Akama Sarvakamava verse again, he went to the forest with a great determination to gain the kingdom better than Brahma's. And first few days he only ate berries and some fruits. The next month, I believe every sixth day, he only ate dry leaves. No fruits and berries, you know, that was gone. Then third month, every 9 days, he drank just water. And then fourth month, every 12th day, he was just breathing. So this is the kind of austerity that we all know Dhruva Maharaj performed. So speak about going with ambition to Krishna, going for material benefits. And then he says that when Krishna gave him his blessing and appeared in front of him, he said, which is a very famous verse, Kacham vichinna api divya ratnam swamin kritarthosmi varam nayache. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. So we see that, you know, whatever the desires, Krishna gives himself to you if you go to Krishna. We see this in so many other circumstances. We see this in Diti doing payavrata for the demigods' advancement. And finally, Diti becomes a devotee. She forgives Indra. We see so many people coming for different reasons to Krishna and becoming devotees. You remember Mother Yamuna? She came to ISKCON for her sister's wedding, right? Just for her sister's wedding, she was there. And you know, she was mesmerized by Prabhupada and became a devotee. We see people coming at Rath Yatras. I was at New York Rath Yatra, and I saw a couple, and they said, they have been coming for this Rath Yatra many years, from some different state like Michigan or something. And they don't understand the meaning of Rath Yatra, absolutely nothing. They are Christians, but they just love the procession. Can you imagine? And they will become devotees, or they are already devotees. The people come to book table, and they become, right? Prema Tarangini Prabhu? And they become devotees. And she took one girl to India, almost. There was this guy, Team Mozingo. He came to me in Myrtle Beach. He is a avid reader of New Testament. When he saw Bhagavad Gita, he almost came in a fighting spirit. I was there for 3 days. He came in a fighting spirit. And you know, I gave him little smile and yes, yes, and you know, you're right, and we all need more Christians like you, you know, on this planet, right? And next day he also came. Okay, that time I gave him prasadam. And third day he came and he said, oh, that verse, that thing you told me from Bhagavad Gita, it's also here in New Testament. I love it. And I'm like, that's nice. Can I gift you one? And here's a donation for your Bhagavad Gita. I was so touched. And this is nothing to do with me. It's just repeating what book distributors do, those words, which is like our Bible, right, Devanga Prabhu? There was one other girl, other day there was a girl at a grocery store, I was in Tampa, and she was just passing through, and she looked at me, and I was giving Bhagavad Gitas. I'm like, take one Bhagavad Gita today. And she said, you know, actually I always wanted to read it. I said, wow, so why didn't you? She goes, because I'm a Muslim. Oh, I said, I was surprised, and somehow Krishna put these words in my mouth. I said, Krishna wants to come to your house, take him. And she took him. She was like, I always wanted to read it, and she was reading it. And then there is one more, one couple. They were forced to be converted to another religion from Hinduism. And I have told this pastime before. Again, I met them at some convention a few years ago. And they were very disturbed. They said, this was our religion, this was our religion. Now remember, this hotel owners' conventions, millions of dollars of trades happen here. You go, one hotel owner buys something from another hotel owner, or one hotel is sold at this convention to another person. So people coming there are very, very, very rich. And then some, so everybody is there, but they don't donate too much. This couple was there, and the husband and wife went almost in argument. You could see they were distressed, and they went, and they had a long discussion. They left all the business venues, and then they came back after half an hour. Again, they also gave $2. I still have that $2 with me next to my passport. And they said, okay, we want to take Bhagavad Gita. We want to take Bhagavad Gita. I was so happy. But this is Akama Sarvakama verse. But let me tell you a secret. This verse is a little outdated. Why? Because we have Lord Nityananda's mercy. Now, what does Lord Nityananda's mercy mean? Materially, 1 minus 1 is 0, right? 1 minus 1 is a big 0. Spiritually, 1 minus 1 is still 1, you know, because Krishna is complete, and all the emanations coming from him are also complete, and he still remains complete whole. But 1 minus 1 is 2 in spiritual world. If Lord Nityananda is there, because he will, even if you don't want it, even if you don't know what you want, he will run after you, and he will give you the, forcefully give you the devotional service like he did for Jagai and Madhai. Nitai Guna Mani Amar is the song, and in that it says, Bhramara Durlabha Prema Sabakare Jache. Jache means he forcibly gives you, even though you want to run away. Bhramara Durlabha, you know, Durlabh, this is very, very rare that he will come. Prema Sabakare, everybody should love Krishna. And he will force you, even if you don't want to, he will force you. So this is Lord Nityananda's mercy. And we have Lord Nityananda's mercy coming to us through Srila Prabhupada, because he came to the West, so much sacrifice. And even if we didn't want it, he gave us the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Amma Rama, Hare Hare. I just want to share one modern day pastime and then we can read about Vrindavan. Today, Chaitanya Bhagavat's author, which was also known as Chaitanya Mangal, Vrindavan Das Thakur, his day, I believe it's appearance day. His appearance day, and we'll go to reading that. But I just want to share something. You can call her modern day Pingala. She's a famous lady. And there was a very famous movie by her. And she said that since I was 15, I have been either with a guy or breaking up with a guy. I have not given myself 2 weeks of a breather. And then she goes to some ashram in India. This is a true story, I'm not making it up. And it was enacted on a movie by a big movie actress. And she's quite famous. And then when she goes to India, she said, into the ashram, and then later she also went to Vrindavan. She said, I want God to play in my bloodstream the way sunlight amuses itself on the water. That is so beautiful. So Vrindavan can transform your consciousness. We'll write to... Can you increase the font size by any chance? Is it readable for you, anybody, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Do you want to pass the mic? Anybody wants to read it, or I can read it? Okay, thank you. During Mahaprakash Leela, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ordered Narayani, niece of Srivas Pandit, to chant the name of Krishna. Although she was only 4 years old, she became mad with love of God, and crying, O Krishna, she swooned in ecstasy. Her eyes were filled with tears and she was overwhelmed with divine love. She would often get whatever remnants the Lord might leave after eating. Although she was only an unschooled little girl, the Lord would favor Shiva's Thakur's niece, which is Narayani, by giving her the leftovers of food touched by his holy lips. And this is her eternal service in Golok Vrindavan too. She's a Kilambika, maid servant. Indeed, it was by the mercy of Lord's Prasad that Vrindavan Das Thakur took birth in the womb of Narayani as the incarnation of Vyas. Unfortunately, soon after pregnancy, Narayani became widow. She lived in great poverty and hardship as a maid servant in the house of Vasudev Dutt. In the ancestral home of Malini Devi, the wife of Srivas Thakur, Vrindavan Das played as a small boy growing up. There he was nourished and cared after just like valuable gem. Just as Vyasadeva compiled Lord Krishna's pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das depicted Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. His Chaitanya Mangal, later known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, annihilates all misfortune. If even a Muslim or an atheist should listen to Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great Vaishnava. An ordinary human being could not have composed such a sublime work. Lord Chaitanya himself has spoken through the mouth of Vrindavan Das. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has delivered the entire universe through his book. How wonderful is his description of the activities of the Lord, simply by hearing which the three worlds have become sanctified. Vrindavan Das Thakur Sripat is in Denur, where he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat in 1535, and his worshipable deities are the Sri Gaurmitai. So if you see the pictures, I'm not sure there are no pictures here? Down. Yeah, so these are Denur deities. This is the deity of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Down there, that is the house, that is the place where he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. One picture down is manuscript of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is in Denur. One picture down are the deities, other deities that he worshipped in Mamgachi. couple more pictures down too. And then there are Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. These are also Lord Nityananda's lotus feet imprints. These are also in Deinur. And then there are, he also spent some time in Modadruma Dvipa at Vasudev Datta's house. And there are the deities that are worshipped there. Their picture is also there. And he remained a celibate, and he had many disciples, including Gopinath Brahmachari, a descendant of Sri Keshava Bharati. So there are these two pairs of deities, again worshipped in Mamgachi. And there is a temple of Madan Gopala, which is established by Vasudev Datta. And here is the map. You see ISKCON Mayapur. Then you can even cross by the Ganga, and left 1 hour is Mamgachi, and up 3 hours is Deinur. And on the top is Shrikhanda, where Raghunath Das Thakur's pastime was told. And he's an incarnation of Vyasadeva. His samadhi is in 64 samadhi areas. And also one of the best things he said was not to do Vaishnava aparadh. And he said, even if it is Lord Shiva, he will absolutely fall down from his spiritual position if he tries to insult a Vaishnava. So this is my sharing, my thoughts. Please correct or please add your comments for today. Thank you so much for listening. I am really, really grateful for your attention.
Thank you for your beautiful class. My question is, what comes first to make your spirit life stronger?
What comes first?
Yes, to make your spiritual life stronger. What to chant first? Hare Krishna, devotional service, or association of devotees?
Oh, such a nice question. Like Prabhupada is saying here, do whatever you can. You know, eat whatever you can, or just offer it. So if your association is with Krishna conscious people, offer it. If you are eating prasadam in their association, even better. But if you are not, even then it's fine, because do whatever you can. Whatever comes to you easily, develop on that. If Harinam comes to you easily, chant holy names. And this is all together. It's a whole and complete. Krishna is whole. He will give you everything. Whatever is needed at that time, you will have it, and later you will have everything too. Is my understanding. Anybody else wants to add?
One of the quotes of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur that I like is, spiritual goals remain unattainable as long as one is critical of others. So write that on your hand so you can always remember that. It's really hard if you try to not be critical. Mm. It's really hard. But it is possible if you pray. But I always thought that was a pretty heavy statement. Unattainable. Your spiritual goals remain unattainable.
No, I won't criticize that. That's a very good
and
quote.
And he says, if one is critical of others, he doesn't say of devotees, of Vaishnavas, of pure devotees, or saints. He says critical of others. So.
And just yesterday, a day before yesterday, we were reading that, or 3-4 days ago, that even beasts and animals and worms can offer devotional service. So even if we are critical of theirs, we could be affected. Yes, Prabhu. And welcome to New Raman Reti. You're from Maui and Philadelphia before, right?
So I'm just curious about sort of when to ignore ethics and not be concerned about others, when there's also the importance of the quality of compassion. And we've certainly seen that when devotees have ignored ethics too much, that it has put a big obstacle to preaching. So I'm just curious how you would
navigate that.
With those.
Yeah, that's a very nice question. When it doesn't feel right in the heart, and when it may hurt others, or when it doesn't bring smile to your face, maybe think about it again. Here, ethical and unethical, the way it was written, it's more like Maharaj Yudhishthir going on the battlefield. Krishna is asking him, lie, and then he's thinking, is this ethical, right? So it's that context, I think, more than anything else. So a smile is a curve that sets everything else straight. Right, so that's my humble opinion. Hare Krishna. Hope that is okay. Yes, Prabhu?
On that point, I was thinking if, you know, a good barometer is this going to bring myself or this other person closer to Krishna, or is it going to take you away? I had a question. You were mentioning urgency.
Yeah.
And Srila Prabhupada has told us that this material world is a danger at every step.
Mm.
So how can we have more urgency to take shelter?
So what's the question again?
Yeah, how to increase, you know, having urgency. Tell us some techniques how we can really increase
this is a
that,
very silly example,
that feeling
okay?
of urgency.
This is what comes to my mind. It's really silly. I learned it in 10th grade or 8th grade, and it was a story of Akbar. And Akbar was, there was one Hindu king, and Akbar put his photo in the restroom. And this Hindu king's minister came to him, and he wanted to put the Hindu king down. And he said, and this Hindu minister comes and tells Akbar, of course you put the picture in the right place, because you're scared of him. So it will work on you, and it will cleanse you very well. But the thing is, going back to urgency, the same example you can say that Guru Gopal said, Gopal Guru said, doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be like to Lord Chaitanya. He said, doesn't matter what you're doing, chant the holy names. You may be going to the cleanse yourself. You must keep on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we can just do that in every moment, if we can just remember that, then that's one of the ways. Do you have any other additions to that? How to increase that urgency? Is to remember that those examples.
I heard one story of a devotee who was...
thank you.
To increase his urgency in chanting, he was thinking, in my past life, I think I was a butcher. And if I don't go back to Godhead in this lifetime, I'm going to have to reap all those reactions of being a butcher in my next life. And Krishna's given me one opportunity in this life. So, anyways, it's just thinking of all the sinful things I have done. You know, we really have done in my life. It's a good thing to actually think about. And death is coming.
Thank you.
Death is coming for all of us.
That's such a great example. And one more thing that comes to my mind is one person was saying, I'm not a good cook this life, but I hope next life I can be a good cook for Krishna. And Radhana Swami said, you don't have to have that spiritual desire, because next life is not guaranteed. Bhurijan Prabhu gives a very nice class on this. As soon as you say, I have a desire, you manifest your next body. So the only desire is to please Krishna this moment. You know, Sudarshan Chakra, it represents right now. It represents the time. It represents right now. If you can do everything you can, like Prabhupada did, be there, present in that moment, and do your best to please Krishna, then it says that you'll be very happy. And then there is that urgency with, you know, that moment, if you can do that every moment, then it seems like a complete solution to me, that you can do your best. Is that okay? Does that make
Thank you.
A point? Thank you. And that's just addition to whatever you said. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much for your attention. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.